You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, February 9th, 2017, week 191 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
So for America's Sweetheart this week, I picked someone.
Have you?
That I think you're going to... I think you're going to be tricked.
All right. Let's see if I guess PETA again.
Yeah.
It's always my go-to.
What was that one for? For the Hunger Games one. It was for Woody Harrelson?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Her middle name, Mindy, was taken from the TV show Mork and Mindy. Her mother was pregnant with her in Nigeria, and the only American show they got there... When she met Robin Williams and told him the story... He didn't believe her. Co-wrote the act. Yeah, you're not going to get this. This is obviously, I'm giving you a hard clue.
Yeah.
Co-wrote the acclaimed play Matt and Ben, a comedy about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. She played the role of Ben.
Who could it be? Don't know. Writer. Ben.
Yeah, you're not going to... it's obviously not Damon. Difficult.
I know, but it should narrow it down because it's a person not from America. But can't figure it out.
Actually, no, she was born in America.
Oh, really? Yeah. What was the line you said about when they were kids?
Her mother was pregnant with her in Nigeria.
Oh, there you go. Didn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help. So here's a decent one. Her mother, Swati, an OBGYN physician, once worked in the same Boston hospital with Ronald Krasinski, the internist father of her The Office TV co-star, John Krasinski.
Is it Mindy Kaling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The tricky thing is the first clue was her mother, it was her middle name.
Yeah.
Because obviously Mindy's not her maid or her birth name.
Okay.
And the fact that her mom was pregnant in Nigeria.
Wait, that's her middle name though?
Yeah, her birth name is Vera Mindy Chokalingam.
Didn't know that. Huh. There you go.
Another fun trivia fact about her.
Is she... Oh, that's another show, The Mindy Project. Is she Mindy in The Mindy Project?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But the Mindy Kaling's mother was an OBGYN doctor, which inspired many of the storylines in the Mindy Project.
Mm.
She's also of Indian American descent. Holla! And she was the first female writer of The Office writing staff when she began there. Guess what age? Actually, guess her age first, and then how old is she currently, and then I'll go back
to that. That should be easier. Okay. Let's see. When did The Office come out? How many... Say she's 34 years old.
Very close. She's 37 years old. And how old was she when she started at The Office as a writer?
26 years old.
24 years old.
Ah.
She was one of the Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world in 2013.
Oh, 2013.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be more influential today.
Yeah, seriously. And that's about it. How tall is she?
Gotta be shorter than me. Go with 5'5".
very close. She's 5'4".
Yeah, women's height should be easier to get. Yeah. I think.
Are you a fan of Mindy Kaling?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen the Mindy Project. But I like her in all the supporting roles I've seen her in movies.
Yeah.
I feel like... And I liked her in The Office.
And the fact that she's actress and writer.
I think yeah, shows like that's pretty cool.
A great deal. And I heard her I books
think,
are really good.
Yeah, I just don't think I've seen enough of her stuff as an actor. I guess she's not an actor that much.
Yeah.
Like in the Mindy Project, of course, and
in the Office. But she's I think she's only been in a lot of supporting roles. Yeah. Not like anything. Want me to read off?
Yeah, give me some IMDb-ness.
She's going to be in A Wrinkle in Time.
Okay.
She was in The Muppets as herself. She was in The Night Before.
Yeah.
She was Disgust in Inside Out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was great in Inside Out.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
She was in This Is the End as herself.
Yeah, she's good in that, too.
She was in Wreck-It Ralph, but I don't know who that person is. Taffy. Oh, Taffy to Mutton Fudge. She was one of their drivers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Taffeta. She was like the, Taffeta, main, yeah. The main antagonist.
Yeah.
One that hated Sarah Silverman.
She was, that's not major. No Strings Attached. I think she was one of the friends, right, of Natalie Portman's character?
Yeah, probably.
And then she was also in The 5-Year Engagement as a character.
Yeah, she's always like the friend.
Yeah.
In a lot of those movies.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Anything you want to see her in next?
Doing Ocean's 8 next. What?
And A Wrinkle in Time with Oprah.
Be an interesting one. I don't know what that story... It's a book, right?
Yeah.
I don't know it.
Me neither. All I know it as is the first book I turned into a flip book. Which I drew in the corner of each page and flipped it.
Yeah. I don't know. Some kind of comedy, I guess. She's really good at comedy.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen her do anything not comedy, basically.
It's surprising she wasn't in more of those Judd Apatow movies.
Yeah.
Like, she was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, but I guess that was a very small role. And then...
Yeah.
It seems like she would have been, like, a natural pick for a lot of those movies.
Yeah. Like, anything Seth Rogen's in, she would probably be in.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Which, I mean, she ended up being in two or more.
Yeah, a lot of them anyway.
Yeah. So that's America's Sweetheart this week. Now on to This Week in Movies and Now. Three movies are opening this week.
Mm-hmm.
50 Shades Darker, John Wick Chapter 2, and Lego Batman Movie. Mm-hmm. I also thought, wasn't Beauty and the Beast getting a limited release?
Oh, really? I know it's March. March 17th is when wide release.
Oh, never mind though.
Maybe like March 9th.
Yeah, March 17th. Never mind. Because that trailer came out. Did you see that trailer? The newest one?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Showed a lot, but...
Yeah.
I mean, what do we not know about
that
movie?
I mean, we know what the movie is. It's just experiencing songs and the tone, basically.
Yeah.
And seeing the... Yeah. LaFu talk. I don't know.
Yeah. 50 Shades Darker. We've talked about this many times.
I don't know which one of these movies is going to make more money.
Lego
I
Batman.
Guess the Lego Batman. It's a kid's movie.
Huge appeal.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. 50 Shades of Grey made a lot of money.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I know which movie I'm going to go see this weekend.
Which one are you going to see?
Probably gonna
all three.
Well, yeah, probably, actually. But for sure, I'm going to go see 50 Shades of Darker.
Oh, are you really seeing it?
Yeah. I have that. Me and Mandy have that agreement.
Oh, everyone you're going to see?
I don't see why we would stop after the first one.
Oh, didn't you... You doubled up. It was with the Kingsman, right?
Yeah, it was with the Kingsman. So that's the thing. I haven't seen John Wick, the first John Wick, so I need to watch the first John Wick in case we want to go watch John Wick Chapter 2.
Yeah, good point.
Maybe which I think is the move. I think the move is to go watch John Wick Chapter 2 because those are two R-rated movies.
Oh, good point.
And it's less likely to be crowded than the Lego Batman movie, which opening weekend would be a nightmare to go see.
Oh, that one's got to be make the most money. What am I even thinking? They're both rated R.
Yeah. So. Yeah, 50 Shades Darker, Dorian Gray
or
whatever.
More plot, it seems.
Not Dorian Gray. What's his name?
Christian Gray.
Christian Gray.
More plot. It
seems because you meet the woman. You meet, like, the lady
mm-hmm.
who like a beautiful, like, who made him this way. You met the woman that made Christian Grey. So that's kind of crazy.
That's so weird. Yeah. Movies make money.
People want to see them.
Okay. I guess they do.
I'm just fascinated by it. I think it's the same way I'm fascinated by Meat Eater. Where it's just like, it is so not my world.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, half of it I think is the appeal that, oh my God, like there's a group of people out there who love this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half is like, I think, yeah, most of my appeal is like the fact that it's just like, people think this way.
True.
So it's like those two things together just trip me out.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for John Wick Chapter 2?
Yeah.
I have not. So please describe it to me.
People are trying to kill him. Like, I don't know how this movie is going to be. It's like
it seems very Taken 2, right?
Yeah.
As a sequel.
So I hope it's good in it. Like, but also, if I watched the trailer for John Wick 1, I bet it would feel the same way of like, the trailer doesn't look like what the movie is, which is like, it's just a lot different feeling than I think a trailer would be. Because I don't know if, I can't remember seeing a John original trailer. I'm sure I watched one at some point.
Yeah.
But like seeing the movie is very different. Well, so I'm hoping that's this.
John Wick was, I think this whole franchise is very Taken-esque.
It is. It's the next Taken. That's what it seems like.
Because like no one expected it to be as big as it was.
Yeah. So that's what it seems like here. But I hope it's good, but it looks, I mean, I don't want to say anything without spoiling the first movie, but
I know his dog dies.
Yeah. So he's got his other dog. We got a new dog at the end of the first, I'm assuming it's the same dog. That was like the end of the first
one. They say they wanted to make a TV show of a prequel.
I saw that too. Why? Well, like, stop it. Because the whole idea
is very Taken too. It's extremely very Taken.
Except, yeah, because he's out of the business he was in. Yeah. And that's, he was out of the whatever assassin business or whatever the heck he was doing. And then they're like, he's gets roped back in because people are coming after him. So it's very Taken. And like Keanu Reeves is an older-ish guy now.
Yeah, like he's a has-been.
It's like the same thing. I mean, he's not a has-been. He's still doing a lot of stuff compared to like making movies. Like sometimes they're not.
Oh, I thought you meant his character.
Oh, no. He's not a has-been. I mean, Taken, he's not a has-been.
Kind of. He's like a bodyguard for like celebrities and because stuff. He's not like an assassin.
I know, only because like I think he decides that. I think if he wanted to be, maybe. I don't know. Gotta watch that Taken prequel to figure out what's going on.
But, with the dogs.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hope John Wick Chapter 2 is cool.
Yeah.
Is it the same director as the first one? Because I know
no, that he's doing I thought Deadpool. It was like a Chinese dude or something.
Yeah, I think it is different.
Chad Stahelski. The first one was directed by.
He's a stuntman too.
That works though.
Oh, he did work on the first one though.
Yeah, he did. No, he was co-direct. It was two directors, David Leitch and Chad Stahelski.
Okay.
But David Leitch was uncredited. That scared the shit out of me.
That was scary.
Holy Christ. Okay, so.
Yeah, so I assume this movie there won't repeat. Like, I don't know. I don't like how, like, the consequences. I don't know. I kind of want it to be its own thing, sort of, but it, like, seems like it's the consequences of the last movie. Like, he killed a bunch of people, and then more people are coming after him or something, is what it looks like. But I don't know.
Lego Batman.
Looks like a lot of fun stuff, a lot of references.
Yeah.
A lot of characters, a lot of. A bunch of villains.
I'm excited to see the Joker. I feel like I can't Zach Galifianakis as the Joker. I haven't been able to place him in the trailers yet.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Cool to see some of the, I want to see the Billy Dee Williams Two-Face. I'm sure it's just a joke one bit, but I'm sure it'll be funny.
Mariah Carey as someone.
Yeah. Got Rosario Dawson as Batgirl.
Yeah. So, it'll be a good time.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Did you see any trailers this week?
No, I didn't see any other trailers. Well, I saw the Beauty and the Beast, the third trailer.
But the final trailer.
The final trailer.
Oddly enough, I saw a trailer for a movie I've never seen before on YouTube.
Mm.
And it was like, it gave me the option to skip it. And I was like, nah, I should probably finish this thing.
Yeah.
And it's called Lowriders. and it's put out by Blumhouse, which is why I was so confused by it, because they normally put out horror movies.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to go into like other movie genres.
Huh.
And it's about this Hispanic family that lives in like East LA. And the dad is that one guy from Weeds, like who was like the mayor of Tijuana.
Yeah.
He's like in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He's a mechanic who works on lowriders, and his son is a graffiti artist. So they clash, but they also have, he also has an older, the son, or the father also has another son who he got in a big argument a few years ago with, and the son joined a gang. Mm. So he disappeared out of the life, and it's about like this family reuniting, and he gets like caught for doing graffiti, so he gets arrested, so he has to do community service, but he also works on these cars, and he gets in a disagreement with his father and stuff like that. It's like family drama. Mm. It's weird though, because like, find it like the it seems
and
like
this movie is already out or
no it's coming out
it's coming out
oh. Like the trailer came out the day I saw it, I think. No, it says 2016.
It already came out.
A young street artist in East Los Angeles is caught between his father's obsession with lowrider car culture, his ex-felon brother, and his need for self-expression. Oh, and then Tony Revolori is in it.
Oh.
Damien Bashir
slash Tom slash the dude
is who I was talking about from Weeds.
Oh yeah,
he was also in Hateful Eight. I forgot about that. Oh, Melissa Benoist is in it.
Supergirl.
Holy shit, man! This is a stacked movie. I might go watch this movie. Thea Eva Longoria is in it. She's the mom. Thea Rossi from.
Did this movie come in theaters?
Luke Cage. See, the thing is, it's not out yet. I think they pushed it back.
Yeah, that's probably.
There's a lot of people in this movie.
There is, yeah.
Who's the main character, though? That's the main question. I think it's this guy, Gabriel Chavarria.
That's the kid.
Yeah, I think he's in War of the Planet of the Apes.
Ah. Oh, is he the main guy?
He's a preacher. Preacher is the character's name.
In the Planet of the Apes?
War.
That's a weird character name for...
Like, I can't tell if that's his job or if it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure when this movie comes out, though. Oh, it says May 12th, 2017.
Ah. I think that's when... No. Guardian is out early.
Yeah, I think it comes out on May 4th.
May 4th.
Or May 5th, I guess.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, because May 5th, I believe, is
Friday.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
The Dinner. King Arthur. Nope.
They put King
Arthur. Nope, nope, no, sorry, that's next weekend. They put King Arthur against lowriders?
Why would you do that? Lowriders.
The Lovers and the Dinner are opening up against Guardians.
Yeah, good luck.
Richard Gere, Laura Linney, Rebecca Hall, Steve Coogan.
Fair.
As two couples dine at an upscale restaurant, the polite Groot. Discourse disguises the fact that they are struggling with weighty family issues.
Does Baby Groot make an appearance?
No. Maybe in the Lovers.
Maybe Baby Groot appears in the Lovers.
Let's find out. With their marriage on the brink of collapse, two cheating spouses, Deborah Winger and Tracy Letts, develop a spark between them that suddenly reignites their passion. What trash movies are coming out against Guardians of the Galaxy?
Obviously. They're like, well, we have a built-in excuse. We're going against Guardians.
Yeah.
So, like, we can fail.
Yeah, I guess so. So that's it. Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.